Friday, baby, and giving you a Friday feeling. You're with Mike in the Morning, tuned in on 88 FM, and I'm going to help set you up for a weekend. You know, we like to point you in the right direction when it comes to what to do, where to hang out, and what to enjoy. And something that I think should be an addition to any table this weekend, maybe a picnic blanket, and maybe with Easter just around the corner, I think there are going to be lots of families gathering, lots of festivities, and something that I think will pair well with friends, family, and good times in general. A brand on the wine front that is much loved, really established, and frequently bought at our premier retailers around here on the KZN North Coast. When it comes to wine, I'm talking about a brand called Villafonte, built on a singular vision to craft wines of enduring excellence, worthy of standing alongside the world's finest. You'll see it in the pages of the latest Life and Style magazine, and right now, we're going to have a little chat about the brand and about South African wine in general, because, well, it's not every day that I welcome a real member of the establishment on the South African wine front into the studio, and today we've lined up, I would say, a fairly big fish, owner of Villafonte, and a man who for the last 10 years has headed both the Stellenbosch Wine and Stellenbosch Tourism Board. Mike Radcliffe is on the microphone and in the studio with me right now. We don't have an open bottle of wine because it's only 7:30 in the morning, but Mike, great to have you on Radio Life and Style in Ballito, of all places. How is your Friday going?
Well, good morning, Mike, and happy Friday to everybody in Ballito land. It's great to be here. It's a wonderful start to the day, and I was saying to somebody last night, whenever I get to Ballito, I feel like a weight is coming off. It's such a wonderful place. I've got fond memories here.
So you're not just someone who's kind of heard of the legend. You've experienced Ballito on more than one occasion.
I have an annual holiday every year, April, all the long weekends. So
good, yes, man, good man.
I feel like a quasi-local.
Well, we'll give you a quasi-local status. In fact, we'll give you full local status because, you know, we're all about spreading brand Ballito, promoting the area, and if you're flying the flag for us, well, you can call yourself a Ballito local, Mike. But listen, you're obviously a man with a perspective on things when it comes to the local wine industry as a whole, and your brand, Villafonte, as a shining beacon on the local wine shelf. It's quite a story in itself. Maybe let's kind of kick off the conversation by planting that first seed and take us back to the beginning of Villafonte, the vision, and what it's grown into today.
Well, to talk about Villafonte, I think you need to talk about South Africa in general, because South Africa has come so far over the last 30 years. Villafonte is about to, in a year's time, going to turn 30. So wow. The advent of Villafonte is similar to the advent of democracy in South Africa. So if you look at how far South Africa has come, and then you zoom in slightly to the South African wine industry, 30 years ago, South African wine was not really well regarded around the world. In fact, it was unheard of. Nobody had tasted it. And now, through an incredibly short period of time, the greatest wines in South Africa are considered to be amongst the greatest wines in the world. And so we've been riding that train. And, you know, we've had a singular focus for all these years, trying not to do too much, but trying whatever we do, trying to do it at the very highest level. So it's been a wonderful journey, and I think we're just getting started, really.
It's, you know, we know how good our wine is as South Africans, but when you look at the sort of the macroeconomic, the big picture, I mean, we're a really small producer globally, and to be punching so high above our weight and be producing vintages that are really being recognized with massive international accolades against, you know, the legendary wine producing nations of the world. It's quite a thing.
It is quite a thing. And, you know, if you look at what our competitors have done, our competitors, many of whom are 10, 15, 20% of the world's market, where we are just 3% of the world's production. They've had 300, 400 years to establish their credentials. And while many people speak about South African wine, you know, starting in the 1650s, realistically, the South African wine industry of today is 30 years old. It started at the dawn of democracy in South Africa. And so it's really remarkable if you just helicopter yourself back to look at what has been achieved in 30 years. And just to take you back to kind of 1992, 93, there were 35 wineries in South Africa. That's it.
That was the number.
Yeah, now there's something like 700, depending on how you define it. And we've got more than 10,000 brands these days. So, you know, not everybody has been successful, but in general, South African wine has exploded across the world. And about 5 years ago, we started getting the feeling that we as a country were flavor of the month. But that's kind of stuck around a little bit. And it's been many months and many years now. So it's something we should be very proud of as a nation.
That is a story worth celebrating for sure. And looking at the story of Villafonte as a unique brand and a highly focused brand, you've been very careful in, I suppose, you know, like shaping a vine. You only produce three wines. Tell us a bit more about the Villafonte strategic approach.
Well, you know, the common denominator of much greatness in the world is absolute focus. So if Roger Federer came to you and said that he'd like to take you on in a swimming competition, you might fancy your chances, but in tennis, no way. And so in the same way, we've stuck to our knitting, which is red wine. We don't stray out of that. Many people ask me for recommendations on white wine, and I give them a long list of my favorite producers, which I buy and support regularly. So we are a red wine house. We produce only three wines. All of them are so-called Bordeaux blends, and each one of them serves a certain purpose. And so I think that that absolute focus, that attention to detail, and you know, not trying to do everything is really part of the fabric of Villafonte. And I would say it's probably our greatest strength.
Well, if you're taking notes here and you're wondering what are the three names that I need to be looking out for when I pop to the bottle store later on a Friday afternoon, we're talking about the Series C, Series M, and of course the Seriously Old Dirt. I love that title. Who came up with that? Was that yours?
It was. Bit of a team effort, and sometimes I had to slap myself to say, what have you done? Yeah, the Series C is a Cabernet blend. The C literally stands for the Cabernet dominance in the blend. The Series M is a Merlot blend, also pointing to the Merlot as a grape, which is dominant in the blend. And then Seriously Old Dirt refers to the ancient soils on our property. And actually, for your listeners out there, many of whom love Villafonte and have been drinking it for years, you might not know that actually the word Villafonte, which feels like it's kind of Roman or Italian, it's not actually. It refers to the oldest documented soil in Africa. The soil is literally called Villafonte, and we named our winery after the soil on our property. Very, very old, and some people might say, seriously old.
Seriously old dirt. That is a little bit, a little factoid that you can drop at the Bry on a Friday afternoon while you're sipping your Villafonte. By the way, did you know where this name came? You learn stuff on this radio station, yeah. You're learning it from Mr. Villafonte. Mike, I understand that you have a very important launch coming up on the 9th of April. Can we spill the beans?
Well, yes. We have got the brand new 2023 vintage of Villafonte, which has been much anticipated. A lot of people have been talking about it for a long time. Villafonte has never been known to do things quickly. We never rush. We take our time. So the fact that 2023 vintage is being launched 3.5 years after we picked it is no coincidence. We do play the long game. But yes, the entire range of our 2023 wines will be available at all serious restaurants and all serious fine wine retailers in the KZN area, and specifically in the Belito area. And yeah, we're very proud of it. And you know, sometimes I get asked to provide huge descriptions of the wine, and people are looking for fancy words, but you know, sometimes my wife says that you could describe a wine as yummy.
Yeah.
And you need to be careful with that, because if you tell somebody something's yummy and it's not, then you're a liar. So here I am exposing myself to the world of Belito, saying the 2023 vintage, it's very serious. We've taken it seriously. It's a memorable wine. It's got gravity. But at the same time, for those that love Villafonte, this is a seriously yummy vintage.
Oh, there you go. You heard it on radio, so you know it's true. And the thing with wine, It you know, you heard that song, Time in a Bottle. It kind of is that, and every year has a story, has something unique to its character, shaped by the time it's spent on the vine, the time it's spent coming into that bottle, and now here it is. This is the 2023 vintage. We're sitting here in 2026, and what you're going to get is something that is completely unique, special for that vintage, for that moment that's been encapsulated, and that's the kind of the beauty of this art form, really. And 2023, by all accounts, was quite a remarkable year for bottling. So, if you are the kind of person that likes to appreciate the finer things in life, and if you're looking for an experience, if you're looking for something that lives up to the words that Mike's given you, keep your eyes peeled for that 2023 vintage. From the 9th of April, it will be flowing and will be available. And if people want to find out more about the storied label, Villa Fonte, where can they look, Mike?
Well, you know, we like to keep it real. We like to keep people informed. Our client base are so... They're so passionate, and it's one of the things that really gives me joy and gets me up in the morning watching how people engage with our brand. And we have a huge Instagram following at Villa Fonte, where you can actually, during harvest, you know, we're Instagram live, coming to you live from the vineyard. There's always stories going on, so you can actually get under the skin of the brand. So Instagram is a wonderful thing, but also simply villafonte.com. We have a wonderful website. It's rich with information, and it'll give you everything you need to know. But, you know, sometimes standing around the Brian, talking to your friends about Villa Fonte, everybody's got a Villa Fonte story, and maybe that's where you can get the real skinny.
Well, it's a phenomenal brand, a phenomenal business. I would be really proud if I was you, sitting at the helm of this thing 3 decades on now, and it's burning brighter than ever before. And you're obviously a great champion of the local industry as a whole. And are you feeling optimistic for the future of South African wine going beyond 2026?
I am feeling very optimistic. I'm also cautious about it because, you know, the world is an upside-down place at the moment. But sometimes on a Friday night when you're worried about who's going to be throwing bombs around the world, having a glass of wine can actually just take you back to reality. At the same time, the wine industry has been under pressure, but the people that are making the great wines of South Africa are going from strength to strength and are excelling. And ultimately, at the risk of a cliche, Mike, a rising tide raises all ships. And when the great wines of South Africa are performing at their peak around the world, they lift up the entire South African wine industry. But frankly, they also lift up the South African brand around the world. Somebody once told me that every bottle of South African wine on the shelf is a postcard telling people about South Africa in general. And I think that we can be part of that journey.
I think that is something we can all get behind. We can all agree on. And with lots of Villa Fonte postcards set to be posted in the weeks to come. It's a story that we're going to keep sharing here on Radio Life and Style. And next time you're back in Belito, don't be shy. Pop in. And if it's a bit later in the day, maybe we can uncork a bottle of a 2023 vintage. And if you're just catching the tail end of this interview, my special guest, Mike Ratcliffe, owner and co-founder of Villa Fonte, and a man with a serious perspective on South African wine and tourism, as for the last decade, the man headed up Stellenbosch Wine and Tourism Boards. And Mike, really, really cool to connect with you. Congratulations on the success that Villa Fonte is and continues to be, and on the imminent arrival of this new 2023 vintage. It's going to be one to shoot the lights out, and I'll be sharing my review on Instagram very soon. We're tagging Villa Fonte. And of course, if you're at your desk, if you have your smart device nearby, check out villafonte.com for more storytelling from the vines, and keep your eyes peeled for that new vintage incoming very soon. Mike, until next time, have a fantastic Friday.
Thanks, Mike.
You heard it on Radio Life and Style. Totally, totally. Back to the music with Olivia Dean. Quarter to 8, it's 88 FM.